Fitzy and Whipper.
Another man that we love here in Australia. You can catch him. Gruen Nation, it is. It's back. Wednesdays, 8 p.m. ABC TV. But you can also catch Will at the Sydney Comedy Festival. Tickets at ticketek.com.au. He's playing Friday, Saturday night at the Enmore Theatre. But also Sunday night, we need to talk to him as well. But let's introduce him. Will Anderson.
Will Anderson. Hello, buddy.
Willie Styles is how I like to roll these days, guys. Yeah, right. It's Harry Styles style. I'm Willie Styles.
Will, can I? Do you know what? I mean, he comes from One Direction, but we've actually fallen in love with Harry Styles.
You can't help but love him.
Is there? And I know you like your alternative music, but is there an element of Harry Styles that you enjoy, Will?
I love a boy band. In fact, when I was living in LA for a while, I remember one day I was down. So there was two famous groups who lived in my apartment block. One was, and this was super exciting to me as a child of my era. I think you boys will at least appreciate this. Dolph Lundgren used to live in my...
Yes. From Rocky.
From Rocky. Yeah. And so Ivan Drago used to live in my apartment complex, and occasionally there'd be a delivery for Dolph just sitting down in the foyer, and I was always I definitely want to go through Dolph's mail. I definitely want to steal
Ivan
Drago's mail and see like what sort of ab roller or ab stretcher or whatever he's ordering. And the other one was 5 Seconds of Summer, the Australian...
Yeah, good guys.
So they were also living there at the time. But I don't mind. Over the years, I've quite liked a boy group. Like, I must admit, like, you know, I've always liked... There's something about choreographed dancing and the fact that they've gone to the effort.
Yeah.
And I also like something where I can distinctly understand who the characters are.
Yeah.
Boy bands are always good for that. You're like, okay, I get this. This guy's the nerd. There's not going to be an M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end where suddenly Joey Fatone's the cool one.
Oh, Joey Fatone.
Like, I know everyone gets their roles. Everyone understands where they live. I mean... This is my only thing I don't like about K-pop. Too many people to remember.
Yeah, right.
I like the idea that in the West we think 5 personalities. That's all there is.
Yes.
You can cover them all up in a group.
Exactly.
If you get 5 of them together, we cover everyone. Like in K-pop, they're like, no, we need 17. We're much more complex people in Korea.
What I like about a boy group too is when you, like with a normal band, when the lead singer will introduce the rest of the band, they might do a solo, you know, and on drums, and then he goes... puts on a bit of a show. When it comes to a group like that and a boy band, all they can do is like a dance. Yeah. So although they dance together and they're choreographed, one will come out and do, you know, like a twist and a turn, and then it'll go on to the next one.
Splits.
And, you know, you can only judge them on their dance move.
One of my favourite things, I will say, is that the band Five, do you remember Five?
Yes.
Remember Five?
Okay, of course. Spelt 5-5-E. And so
it's good gear.
5-5. Still tour 5-5. And 5-5, they still tour. But this is my favourite thing about 5-5 when they go on tour. There's now only 3 of them.
Ah.
But they're still called 5-5.
Same as S Club 7. There's only 4 of them. S Club 3. Yeah, S Club 3
they're
now.
One day there will only be S Club 1. It's like Highlander. Like, if you can survive and be the remaining S Club person, you actually win the S Club title.
Wow.
But there was also a rogue. There was always a rogue, someone who went off the rails. But then you would have a band like, remember East 17, and they were all off the rails.
That's
and you knew it was only a matter of time and they were gone. On.
Everybody was in that house of love, but then everybody got evicted from that house of love. I believe is what happened.
Everything wasn't all right.
We're looking forward Friday, Saturday night at the Enmore. You're doing Willogical, but is it true Sunday night? Are you doing What You're Talking About, Will? And that was is that the show that we promoted with you about 2 years ago on this show?
Yeah, it is indeed. In fact, the week I came on to talk about it was we were all about to go back into a shutdown.
Oh my God!
I remember this, and never has there been a. I mean, always great to talk to you guys, but the idea that we were promoting this show that we all knew that was going to get cancelled.
That's right.
Like, you guys were like trying to be so encouraging. You were like parents saying to a little kid, no, dog's fine. He's just going to go to a farm and he's going to live with a whole bunch of other dogs and they're going to run free and they're going to play and they're going to play great dog. We won't be able to visit him. It's going to go really well.
That's right. We're doing a lot of look. We don't know when the date will be, but I'll tell you what, when it is, it will be a great show. And now it's finally on.
It is.
No build up, no pressure, mate. Good luck.
Oh, so, Will, you must be pumped. I mean, back at the Enmore as well, mate. Is it true you did the dollop? You did the podcast there as well. So you must be stoked to be back in Sydney.
Yeah, I mean, the Enmore, as you know, it's just one of the most iconic venues in the world. And walking in there last night, I did the Dollop podcast there last night to a full room. And then so Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Enmore for me as well. So it's four shows at the Enmore in a week, which, as you know, mate, like the amount of gigs that we have seen in that room. Like, do you remember Lupe Fiasco? Do you remember that? Yeah, okay, the rapper. I was there at the Enmore the night that Obama was being inaugurated as president of the United States. Mm-hmm. And so Lupe being but like a black, you know, black guy, like really obviously very empathetic with that moment and the time in history that was happening. And he stops the concert in the middle of the gig and he just says, I want to acknowledge right now on the other side of the world, something incredibly historical is happening. A black man is being inaugurated to be, you know, the president of the United States. And even though we're millions of miles away, we are there with them tonight. And in this moment of poignancy, this is still my favorite moment ever at a gig. This Aussie bloke yells out, we say kilometres here, mate.
Australian.
Way to really understand the moment, fella. Anyway, I
smashed the silence.
I think that guy had a fight during the minute of the silence at the rugby league the other night as well. He's a real...
Same guy. Strikes again.
No.
Oh, that is so good. If you want to go get tickets, go to tickertech.com.au. Gruen Nation is back Wednesdays, 8 p.m. on ABC as well. It's great to see your face, legend. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks, Will. Fitzy and Whipper.